It's time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and so you should get your Bibles at this time and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 10, and we'll begin reading there in a few moments. We're studying about the reign of Saul, and particularly right now we're reading that part of the Bible that leads up to his reigning and the mistake he made is reigning, but this is when he is going to be anointed as king. And in our previous readings, beginning in 1 Samuel chapter 8, we were talking about how that Samuel had been rejected as judge by the people, and how he was displeased with that. And the Lord told him, said Samuel, they have been rejecting me. And they wanted the children of Israel, they were wanting to be like the nations all around them. You know, it's kind of like the old saying, the grass looks greener on the other side. I like the saying that says, the grass looks greener where you water it. Israel was getting tired of being ruled by judges and of God being their king. They wanted an earthly king like all the nations round about them. And so even though it was not God's pleasure, he was going to allow them to have their way. And he told Samuel that he would anoint that king. And then we read about Saul looking for his father's lost asses. And he had come to Samuel, who in those days was called a seer rather than a prophet, and was asking Samuel where he could find them. And Samuel more or less told him, don't you worry about those. They have been found, but I am going to do something for you that you weren't expecting, and that he is going to anoint Saul to be king. And we're going to read about that in 1 Samuel chapter 10 in just a moment. Now, before we do, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's turn to our reading, 1 Samuel chapter 10. And I'll be reading from the American Standard Version. And here we go with verse 1. Then Samuel took the vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not that Jehovah hath anointed thee to be prince over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin at Zilzah. And they will say to thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father hath left off caring for the asses, and is anxious for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then thou shalt go on forward from thence, and thou shalt go to the oak of Tabor. And there shall ye meet three men, going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee, and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hand. After that thou shalt come to the hill of God, wherein is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to meet the city, that thou shalt meet a band of prophets coming down from the high place with psaltery, with a timbrel, and a pipe, and a harp before them. And they will be prophesying, and the Spirit of Jehovah will come mightily upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are coming to thee, that thou do as occasion shall serve thee, for God is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee, and show thee what thou shalt do. 1 Samuel 10 and verse 9. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a band of prophets met him. And the Spirit of God came mightily upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied with the prophets, then the people said one to another, "What is this that is come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?" And one of the same place answered and said, "And who is their father?" Therefore it became a proverb, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 14. And Saul's uncle said unto him and to his servant, "Whither went ye?" And he said, "To seek the asses." And when we saw that they were not found, we came to Samuel. And Saul's uncle said, "Tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said unto you." And Saul said unto his uncle, "He told us plainly that the asses were found. But concerning the matter of the kingdom whereof Samuel spake, he told him not." 1 Samuel 10 and verse 17. And Samuel called the people together unto Jehovah to Mizpah. And he said unto the children of Israel, "Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all the kingdoms that oppressed you. But ye have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your calamities and your distresses. And ye have said, 'Nay, but set a king over us.' Now therefore present yourselves before Jehovah by your tribes and by your thousands." So Samuel brought all the tribes of Israel near, and the tribe of Benjamin was taken. And he brought the tribes of Benjamin near by their families, and the family of the Martinites was taken. And Saul the son of Kish was taken. But when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they ask of Jehovah further, "Is there yet a man to come hither?" And Jehovah answered, "Behold, he hath hid himself among the baggage." And they ran and fetched him thence, and when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. And Samuel said unto all the people, "See ye him whom Jehovah hath chosen, that there is none like him among all the people?" And all the people shouted and said, "Long live the king." 1 Samuel 10 and verse 25. Then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom, and wrote it in a book, and laid it up before Jehovah. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Saul also went to his house in Gibeah. And there went with him the host whose heart God had touched. But certain worthless fellows said, "How shall this man save us?" And they despised him and brought him no present. But he held his peace. 1 Samuel chapter 11. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up, and he camped against Jabesh-Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, "Make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee." And Nahash the Ammonite said unto them, "On this condition will I make it with you, that all your right eyes be put out, and I will lay it for a reproach upon all Israel." And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, "Give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers to all the borders of Israel, and then, if there be none to save us, we will come out unto thee." Then came the messengers to Gibeah of Saul, and spake these words in the ears of the people, and all the people lifted up their voice and wept. And behold, Saul came, following the oxen out of the field, and Saul said, "What aileth the people that they weep?" And they told him the words of the men of Jabesh. 1 Samuel 11 and verse 6. And the Spirit of God came mightily upon Saul when he heard those words, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen and cut them in pieces and sent them throughout all the borders of Israel by the hand of messengers, saying, Whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the dread of Jehovah fell on the people, and they came out as one man. And he numbered them in Bezek, and the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. And they said unto the messengers that came, Thus shall ye say unto the men of Jabesh-Gilead, Tomorrow, by the time the sun is hot, ye shall have deliverance. And the messengers came and told the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, Tomorrow we will come out unto you, and you shall do unto us all that seemeth good unto you. And it was so, on the morrow, that Saul put the people in three companies, and they came into the midst of the camp in the morning watch, and smote the Ammonites until the heat of day. And it came to pass that they that remained were scattered, so that not two of them were left together. 1 Samuel 11 and verse 12. And the people said unto Samuel, Who is he that said, Shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men, that we may put them to death. And Saul said, There shall not a man be put to death this day. For today Jehovah hath wrought deliverance in Israel. 1 Samuel 11 and verse 14. Then said Samuel to the people, Come, and let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. And all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before Jehovah in Gilgal, and there they offered sacrifices of peace offerings before Jehovah, and there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 1. And Samuel said unto all Israel, Behold, I have hearkened unto your voice, and all that ye have said unto me, and have made a king over you. And now, behold, the king walketh before you, and I am old and gray-headed, and behold, my sons are with you. And I have walked before you from my youth unto this day. Here I am. Witness against me before Jehovah and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I taken a ransom to bind my eyes therewith? And I will restore it you. And they said, Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. And he said unto them, Jehovah is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that ye have not found aught in my hand. And they said, He is witness. 1 Samuel 12 and verse 6. And Samuel said unto the people, It is Jehovah that appointed Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still, that I may plead with you before Jehovah concerning all the righteous acts of Jehovah which he did to you and to your fathers. When Jacob was come to Egypt and your fathers cried out unto Jehovah, then Jehovah sent Moses and Aaron, who brought forth your fathers out of Egypt, and made them to dwell in this place. But they forgot Jehovah their God, and he sold them to the hand of Sisera, captain of the host of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab. And they fought against him. And they cried unto Jehovah, and said, We have sinned, because we have forsaken Jehovah, and served the Balaam and the Ashtaroth. But now deliver us out of the hand of our enemies, and we will serve thee. We're going to stop our reading right here, and I'm going to make a mark at 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 11, and we'll continue.